No, you are listening to your radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on an increasingly cloudy and foreboding looking Saturday afternoon. And if you were looking forward to some fun in the sun this Memorial Day weekend, I encourage you to rethink your plans because, Anyway, got a lot of great music ahead for you in the show today, regardless of the weather. And let's just get down to it. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me today via phone, 303-442-4242. Email dj@kgnu.org. This is Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Que pena, que pena, que pena. astro rei, pai da luz, já, senhor do bonfim, Jesus, Oxalá. Sale a pasear en la mañana, una mirada que se escapa entre las rejas de su ventana, con la boca cansada, posada, la lengua en la barbilla acostada, adormecido con antidepresivos pa' que se aquiete, saliva seca en el cachete, por ahí viene el banquete de agua con pan, y filete. Todos salimos por el mismo boquete. Algunos cuerdos y otros vuelan en cohetes. Mi amigo Pablo es de los que vuela, de los que te da una clase de historia sin haber ido a la escuela. El aburrimiento es su pasatiempo. Como no tiene reloj, para él no existe el tiempo. A paso lento, va por un mismo carril, con bajo perfil, drogado con Rigotril. O Lapidol para que no se ponga hostil, también risperidona mezclada con Benadryl. Un tipo tranquilo, con personalidad frágil como un hilo, con zapatos de vinilo, se mueve como una sombra sin hacer ruido, porque sus pies caminan dormidos. Yo soy libre porque pienso. 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 Voy por la marginal donde lo real es falso y lo falso es real. Soy libre porque pienso. Voy por la marginal donde lo real es falso y lo falso es real. Soy libre porque pienso. Yo 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 soy libre porque pienso. Voy por la marginal donde lo real es falso y soy libre porque pienso. Voy por la marginal donde lo real es falso y lo falso es real. Soy libre porque pienso. Yo soy libre porque pienso.
Thank you.
17 minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. Coming your way most every Saturday, noon to 1, right here on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today. Sun in and out behind some gray clouds on this Memorial Day weekend, Saturday. And rain in the forecast, but still, rain just an accessory, weather just an accessory to the 100% 24/7 beauty we've got going on here on the Colorado Front Range. Whether you're listening locally or from wherever, I hope you're having a great day, and I do thank you for joining me. We began the show with Cayetano Veloso and Gal Costa, going back many years to their a collaboration between the two, and a track called Que Pena. After that, new music from Brazil, from Foil Red Light. Their EP is called Troperos Tropicos, and we heard Ser Andaluz, the remix of that. And then from the Hecho en Mexico soundtrack, a record that I like to return to fairly frequently, because it's such a great album, such a great movie, and I recently had such a great time in Mexico that I wanted to get a little something in from there. And we heard Residente from Calle 13 and Molotov, and a track called Soy Libre Porque Penso. I am free because I think. And then after that, Quien from Juana Molina, her album Segundo. Right now in the background from Edinburgh, yeah, Edinburgh in the UK. It's Caravane, a collection of DJs and producers with a clearly global vibe. This is from the label, Edinburgh-based label, Samdia Shabin, and a track called Snake Oil. If you'd like to get in touch today, you can reach me on the phone, 303-442-4242, or email dj@kgnu.org. We're going to get into some Arabic, just a little bit of Arabic hip-hop next, and then something new from Khalab and some artists out of Mali, and much more still to come here on Terrasonic on KGNU.
شو نفع احرق بلادي اذا الهدف كان خاوي مش معارض للتغيير بس ما بعتقد حيساعد اصلا ما في شي حيضل الابد ثابت حتى اجزاء المواد بحراك دائم بس كنت اطمئنيت وصار الفكر قبل الشارع فليش لوم الغرب ونحنا بمجتمع فاسد ما بحاسب اجانب عالتلاعب بدون محاسب فيكو من قرن حوالي قسم بلادي فكوندي قصدى شرق اوسط جديد تاني عبشد بس عاجز جراء انزعاجي مش عبجد للجزاء لكن للحد من عازي بما اني بتمنى لشعبي اعلى ما بامالي خيف كتلة ثورة واطلع بكتلة حالي
الف ليلة وليلة شهر قهر بيننا بابا البحر عينها ورود انسقى وبرد بيتنا بنا وحدود بين حبايب الحروب العروب كسر حايف بالدخول قصايد القصور نهاية اللي حايف بايع مصايب بقلوبنا انقلاب العشاير شون عدد لك وشنو كبر سرطان بأطفالنا وصخ مي بابل وغسل النظام البانا كسر حالنا وشعب ظالين مظلومين بحضورك جمهورك يدور مجبور بأمورك من السماوات للأرض بدون حكومة أم الدنيا أبو العالم من علومك نورك فقو أخذ صورتك بدونك شل غيرة من الفقير تغيير الدنيا
on 30 minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music, halfway through our trip. Hope you're enjoying the ride. We just heard a little, that little piece of amped up electric guitar was from Mdou Mokhtar from his new album Afrique Victime. And the song is just a little untitled fragment that he included in there. And very excited about my first pair of post-pandemic concert tickets. to see them do Mokhtar at Globe Hall on September 21st. They're also playing there on the 20th, and I'm looking forward to seeing him again. One of the last shows I saw, I feel like, before the pandemic was Mdou Mokhtar at Lost Lake, and highly recommend checking that guy and his band out. Really cool stuff. Before that, Hukve Zawose remixed by Tiki Masala, and new music from DJ Khalab and Mali's Imbera Ensemble. The record is called Imbera. It's out on the Corner Records, and from that one we heard Dancing in a Desert Moon. Also from a compilation of Arabic hip-hop that came out back in 2013, it was Zinedine, Narcissist, Lethal Skills, and Bashir Saad. And that comes from the album Khat Taleth, Third Line Initiative for the Elevation of Public Awareness. Right now, in the background, it is Congo Punk from another compilation dating back to 2013, Le Son de Kinshasa, The Sound of Kinshasa. And this is Congo Punk with Flamme Kapaya, and a track called From Kasai with Love. And I looked, I don't think Flamme Kapaya was a member of Kasai All-Stars, but definitely that Kasai All-Stars sound, so yeah. Still a bunch of music ahead. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me on the telephone, 303-442-4242. You can reach me via email, dj@kgnu.org. We're going to venture to Portugal next, something rather contemporary. And then for something also very new and contemporary from India, I hope you'll enjoy this little journey we're going to go on. Let me know what you think. It's Terrasonic on KGNU. Thank you.
ايش في مي زرع قرص سنيون فردش ميتو پیار گنا ہے اس باغ میں تو کہیں پھول کھلا ہے وہیں خون کھلا ہے سمجھاؤں پیار جس کے لیے آپ کر بیٹھے ہو پار ہم تو ہے آزاد ہوا میں ہیں اور ہمیں باتوں سے ڈر لگتا
Thank you.
Terrasonic on KGNU, rounding into the final turn on this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. That last track was from Lifafa, aka Suryakant Sani, from India, and his latest album just came out last week. It's called Superpower 2020. Beautiful stuff. That incredible voice, also the voice of the frontman for Peter Cat Recording Co. Before Lifafa, it was new music from Portugal, Bruno Pernadas, and his fourth release that just came out. It's called Private Reasons, and some interesting stuff there from Bruno Pernadas. I really like that record. A lot going on there, and I've been just kind of listening to it and gradually digging deeper into it and liking it more and more. And the track we heard from that called La Feta Uti. And right now in the background, it is the Turbo Tito and Rags remix of Arundhati Bhaumik in Kagabole Mera. Less than 15 minutes left to go in the show before we give way to headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines. 3 hours of the best in reggae music brought to you this afternoon by K-Nee. African Roots after that at 4 o'clock. I haven't looked at the schedule, so I'm not exactly sure who's going to do it. I'll try to get that to you in the next break. But stick around to KGNU. We've got a lot of great music ahead for you. You'll also find a lot of great music at AfterFM.com, KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel. And check out AfterFM.com/Terrasonic for an archive and playlists of this program and just a whole lot more at AfterFM.com. Let's jam out to this music a little bit and then we'll come back to say goodbye. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
diary.
All right, coming up on the top of the hour here, Terrasonic, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Coming in for a landing, I guess taking it out on a reggae vibe as we head in to some serious reggae vibes. On a Reggae Bloodlines with K&E coming up following the headlines from the BBC. We just heard from a brand new track from Legarty Hayando. First new track from him in quite a while. Called Sideral Cumbia. Before that, of course, it was the Arundhati Bhaumik remixed by Turbo Tito and Rags Kaga Bole Mara. And in the background right now, brand new music from Manu Chao with Chalart 58 and Cedric Maiten. The single is called Free the People. Like I said, there's an archive of Terrasonic programs at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. There's an archive of pretty much everything you hear on KGNU at afterfm.com, including interviews, in-studio performances, and much more. I'd encourage you to check it out at afterfm.com. There's also a Terrasonic archive at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. We'll look forward to seeing you back here next Saturday, noon to 1, for another episode of Terrasonic on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC, Netherlands, K254CH, LaPorte, and K256CT, Denver, Colorado. We are listener-supported, listener-powered community radio for the Front Range and beyond. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Take care of yourselves and each other, and we'll see you back here next Saturday on Terrasonic.
yo sin ti me hundo en un mar tan profundo, en un día sin respiro. Perdón si me confundo, equivocado amor, equivocada letra, pobre de mi canción, equivocada vida, equivocado amor. Todo llegará, todo llegará, todo llegará, todo llegará.
So we got to free the people. Ooh. In this present day, we got to redeem them from this man for slavery. This chain of bondage, y'all. Na 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 na.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Protests are taking place in cities across Brazil against President Jair Bolsonaro. They are demanding COVID vaccines and calling for the president's impeachment. Candice Piet reports.
A Senate inquiry into the government's handling of the COVID pandemic is currently underway in the Brazilian Congress. Today's giant protests, due to take place in 200 cities, are designed to support that process. The left-wing parties, trade unions and social movements taking part accuse Mr. Bolsonaro of deliberately stalling the country's vaccination program and disregarding the consequences. In Brasilia, the protesters marched alongside a giant plastic doll of Mr. Bolsonaro dressed as a Hitler figure. Their placards demand his impeachment. Over 450,000 people have died of COVID in Brazil so far.
The Colombian president, Iván Duque, has extended the deployment of military forces to a quarter of the country's departments as anti-government demonstrations enter a second month. Mr. Duque said troops would help to arrest and charge rioters and remove highway barricades. He linked his decision to violence overnight in the city of Cali, which the authorities now say led to the death of 10 people, including an off-duty investigator, allegedly lynched after shooting at a crowd. International rights organisations have urged Mr. Duque to resist a militarisation of the disturbances, which have seen dozens of deaths. There have been dozens of demonstrations in numerous countries in solidarity with the people of Belarus, where fear of the autocratic president Alexander Lukashenko has more or less wiped out earlier democracy demonstrations. Hundreds turned out for the rallies in Warsaw and Berlin, calling on Minsk to free the dissident journalist Roman Protasevich. He was paraded on television earlier this week after the authorities forced the commercial flight carrying him to land. In southern Russia, President Putin has held a second day of talks with Mr. Lukashenko. Germany's health minister Jens Spahn has promised more random checks of coronavirus testing centres amid a scandal over whether some are fraudulently inflating test numbers for financial gain. Here's Danny Eberhardt.
Germany introduced free COVID tests in March as it battled to bring down surging infections. But it's the state that picks up the bill, and big sums too. Centres are reimbursed up to $22 per test. Several media organisations, worried about the lack of documentation involved, counted the number of people entering centres over the course of a day. Certain centres reportedly charged for three or even four times more tests than the number of people who'd turned up. Health Minister Spahn said anyone using the pandemic for criminal enrichment should be ashamed.
BBC News. The authorities in northern India say at least 22 people have died after consuming toxic liquor in the state of Uttar Pradesh. They said the victims bought bottles of alcohol from licensed shops on Thursday, but complained of illness after drinking it. 12 more are being treated in hospital. Some are critical. Mexico's Ministry of Culture has accused three international clothing companies of using patterns and other elements of indigenous textiles in their collections without permission. The companies concerned are the Spanish Zara and two American brands, Anthropology and Patal, Victoria Bourne reports.
Mexico's Culture Secretary Alejandra Frausto has written to Anthropology, Patal and Zara, telling them not to undermine the identity and economy of indigenous people living in the southern states of Oaxaca. She demanded a public explanation from the brands to outline on what grounds a collective property is privatized and what benefits will be rewarded.